Jack told you the story the other day of Mark Millage, who is the president over at Killian Community College. Some of you may remember Mark, longtime news director of Kevilland TV. And he joins us in our studio this morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's been too long, Greg. It's been way too long.
It has. And I was fascinated by your story. Because you were apparently one of a number of people who had problems when they went to the polls the other day. And in your case, there were questions over which district you're in. Give us a little bit of background about what happened to you.
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, I worked in television news for 25 years, so I have an understanding of how the districts work. And the legislature sets that every 10 years. They set those boundaries, and it's political. You look at the boundaries, they're not straight lines. We know that, but... in this particular case, I knew we were previously in District 11, and I knew that our new home was even further into District 11, and so there was no question in my mind where I was to be voting. We moved in mid-April, sent the registration cards in to change of address cards to the Secretary of State back in the latter part of April. You have to do it at least 15 days in advance of the election. We got the cards back last Tuesday, and immediately, I mean, there are a lot of numbers on there, you know, what ward you're in, what water district. I don't know any of those numbers, but I saw the state district, and it said 9. I knew that was wrong. It should be 11. And so I went down to the auditor's office the next day, and to his credit, I met with Bob Litz. He said he'd get right back to me, and he did within 10 minutes. He left a voice message, said he had checked with the Secretary of State, and confirmed that those numbers were correct. 9 was the correct number. And again, I knew I was right and he was wrong. And so I
went, there are maps. I mean, there are maps of the the legislative districts.
Yeah,
it's not a mystery. It's not a closely guarded secret.
No. So what I did was I printed one of those maps. I put an X where my home is. I went back down to see him that afternoon. He pulled out the precinct map, held it up next to each other. He agreed with me that it looked to be that I was correct. He'd look further into it. The folks there and on his staff said I'd know by Tuesday, and that wasn't the important part to me. The important part to me is that it'd be corrected, and long story short, I never heard anything more, and so I went to vote on Tuesday, knowing that I'm probably voting in for candidates in District 9. I got there, and they didn't even have my name on the roster, and so at this point, they call the auditor's office, confirm I'm actually a registered voter, gave me a provisional ballot. And I did that, but you know, unfortunately, District 9, there really were no races. You had governor, you had Senate, and you had judge. And I'm like, all this for that? You know, but in the meantime, District 11 actually had contested race on the House of Representatives side that was decided by 17 votes.
So you wound up voting then in when you did vote, you voted in District 9, not 11?
I did vote in District 9 because no one's told me that I'm okay to vote in 11, so... I don't want to, you know, mess up an election and cause a big controversy, but this isn't about me. This is a new housing development that has 170 lots, and so potentially there's over 500 voters, potentially at least, you know, 300 or more that could be affected if this information is entered in wrong into the computer and it's spitting out District 9. We vote at Maricar, and Maricar is in District 9. But the folks at Maricar on Tuesday assured me they had ballots for 9 and 11. So I'm not questioning the precinct we're voting in. I'm just questioning where we're assigned in terms of the district. That really goes back to the Secretary of State.
Hey, you're right. There is a bigger issue here. And that's one of the reasons that we wanted to invite you in. Because, you know, what you told me off the air is apparently you're one of at least several people that you know of that had the same thing happen.
Yeah, I received some emails and a phone call from folks that were aware of similar situations. Where people went to the polls and their names weren't on the roster. And this was folks on the west side of town, Prairie West, I think. The library was one of the places that they voted. And so I'm not aware of the numbers, but I'm aware that mine was not an isolated incident. The Secretary of State talks about voters being confused, and we realize that, you know, between the e-poll books and the precincts and some of the precincts changing, heck, what were the people in Riverside voting in somebody's garage? So, you know, I understand that confusion, but... In my case, it's not confusion. The only one confused is the Secretary of State. And I find that type of response, rather than fix the problem, deny the problem, I find that to be insulting.
Absolutely. And I think we have to, there was confusion among voters. And there was an effort, again, to the credit of County Auditor Bob Litz. He was on with us the morning of Election Day, reminding people, hey, check your polling place because it's changed. And we had had him on the news prior to that several times and reminding people, check your polling place. But, of course, that message doesn't get to everyone. But when you do have so many people that are confused, I do think it becomes a larger issue about how we're managing our elections. And when you certainly want people, because we heard from people yesterday who had gone to vote and were at the wrong polling place and just decided, what the heck, I'm just going to go home.
Well, I gave it that thought.
Well, I've got to wonder, because for you it was even a bigger nightmare. Look at all the hoops that you have gone through, and then you show up at the polling place and your name's not even in the voter roll.
And the precinct workers said I was fortunate I was there at 7:30 in the morning and not there later in the day when they were really busy, because it was probably about a 20-minute process when they weren't busy to get that done. And so at that point I knew the county commission had been concerned about the election process and what had been going on and some of the issues in past elections. And so debated what the next step was. And after that incident on Tuesday morning, I decided to go to the county commission. And, you know, I almost started laughing, and not just a reflex reaction, because when I first started talking about this, I looked over the corner of my eye and Commissioner Barth had his head buried in his hands. I mean, it was one of these exacerbating issues that they're dealing with, and they were very courteous, very polite. There's not a lot they can do about it, but express sympathy and be aware of the issue, because they continue to investigate what the problems are. And Commissioner Pekus was right on the money. I think it was a principle he used from the "Who Moved My Cheese" philosophy, but he said if you keep moving their cheese, eventually they're going to stop looking for it.
Absolutely. Well, have you heard anything back since your story has really been told in the media? Have you heard anything further? I mean, what's going to happen the next time you go to vote?
I don't know. I've got some time between now and November to get it rectified. Right. But I got a nice note from Commissioner Barth concerning the issue, and they're aware of it. And so I'm not, you know, this isn't a battle I'm fighting alone, but I do know that, I mean, the auditor's up for re-election, the Secretary of State won't be running for re-election, but this issue has to be resolved before November, and the sooner the better, so that, you know, it won't be resolved until I get another card in the mail that says I'm in District 11, and then hopefully when I go to vote, my name will be on the roll this time.
Absolutely. Well, Mark Millage, Mark, thanks for dropping by.
Hey, thanks for the time.
Good to, and when, keep in touch and let me know how, you know, you get this resolved one way or the other. We'd love to know about it.